This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or to call. It's time for some better health in your life. We have Dr. Blanchard here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
That radio voice
there
right
we go.
There. I'm so excited. How have you been?
I've been okay. I've been, of course, working my hind end off.
Yeah.
Trying to stay in shape.
Yes. I can tell you lift.
Oh, yeah. I lift a lot of weights. I stay in shape. Because the secret to staying healthy is, number one, taking care of your health. Eating right, sleeping right, exercising, making sure you're taking your vitamin D, your vitamin C, your zinc.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to my health.
Oh, okay. And
I
also...
a little meditation.
Well,
once
of course.
In a while.
And meditation.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Meditation.
I take slightly more than the recommended dosage of vitamin C. I hope that's okay.
Oh, that's perfectly okay. Yeah. Yeah. I take about 3,000, 4,000 milligrams of
Me
vitamin
too. Okay,
C.
Okay, good.
A day.
Ooh, I feel better now.
Oh, yeah.
You're
no, that's actually good for
I'm
you.
I'm doing about 4,000 milligrams a day. So, yeah. Gallon and a half of water.
4,000
yes.
of what?
Milligrams of vitamin C.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
vitamin
good.
C. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
the,
I feel like I need to step up my game.
The myth was that vitamin C could cause stones in your kidneys, but that's if you're not drinking any water whatsoever. Drink lots of water.
Oh, yeah.
I do a gallon of water myself a mm-hmm. day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, keeps everything flushed out. The kidneys are working well. Everything's working well.
So, okay. So 4,000, you're over there. Are you okay? Do you need to take a bathroom break?
I'm actually good right now, but thanks.
He's actually holding the cup underneath the table here. We just can't see it.
That voice is John Wagner with Community Insurance Partners. We're morphing together to bring you better health. So go ahead and ask your questions today, 850-437-1620. Of course, it doesn't have to be insurance related. It can be vitamin, mineral, lifestyle related. Related as well. It can be COVID related or mm-hmm. doctor care related as well. So speaking of which, what's going on and what's new happening at VIP Care this week?
Let's see. VIP Care this week, we are doing exactly what we always do.
Being amazing.
We take amazing, amazing care of our patients. I woke up this morning thinking about that and just being so grateful that I can spend as much time with my patients as I need, and I can see them as often as I need. Because out in the community, I talk to so many people, and they're like, oh, wait, I would love to have you as my doctor. And I say, well, you're not 65 and over. Mm-hmm. You don't have Medicare Advantage. Because the need for good quality medical care is huge in this area. And so that's what we at VIP Care do. We spend all the time with our patients that we need, and we get health care done for our patients.
It's health care. It's not sick care. That's one of the problems in the country is that most people don't see the physician until they're sick, and a lot of times that's too late. And it's one of the beautiful things about VIP Care is that they work with you, as Dr. Blanchard was mentioning, all year long. They see you on a regular basis, even when you're not sick, because that preventative medicine piece of healthcare is the piece that's been broken and missing for so long, and they've really taken that to the next level and helping keep people healthy so you have a better experience. And as he was mentioning, you have much longer appointment times with VIP Care than you normally would with a traditional primary care physician. You know, I think you guys are seeing maybe 8, 10, 12 patients a day.
Yeah, I see about 12.
About 12,
yeah.
And that's so compare that to your general family practitioner or internal medicine doctor who's out mm-hmm. working on his own or her own. They're seeing 30, 40, 50 patients a day. I've worked with physicians who were seeing 60 and 70 patients a day.
Okay,
do
the math. How do you do that?
Do the math on that.
And that's exactly right. How do you even learn their names? Like with my patients, wait, this microphone is attacking me here. Here we go.
I know. Like,
the attack of the microphone.
It's like, stop saying truth.
Yes. Wait, well, we're talking about seeing patients.
Yeah, 70 yeah, or 60 people a day. Are you kidding me?
I know like some intricate details of most of my patients, and I know their family. Like their family will come in and we'll sit there and you know we'll chat a little bit, and it's you know for me, it's being a doctor is probably the funnest thing in the world. I mean that in my opinion, just because how fortunate am I to be able to help somebody that is in need, whether it's emotional need or an actual physical need, or even if it's just they just want to drop by and say hi.
Wow.
And we have patients that do that all the time. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, I just want to drop in and say hi. I'm like, hey, how are you? You know, we just sit there and talk a little bit.
That's so sweet.
Like my office is really chill.
I like chill. Because I'm not chill. I have zero chill.
Oh, yeah. My office is, I don't believe that. My office is so chill. We keep a very relaxed environment in there. We play music in there.
Do you ever recommend like alternative medicines? I know sometimes, like especially really since the beginning of COVID, where people were like, no, don't do alternative medicine. Just stick to the playbook. Stay on that straight and narrow path of what the CDC says. But what about like alternative, I don't want to say medicines, but methods like massage therapy.
Oh, massage is huge.
Yoga, meditation.
Okay, the number one thing, and you said it right there, was meditation. Mm-hmm. Because when we can calm our minds, the rest of the body is going to be relaxed.
Yeah.
But when that body is not relaxed, the number one hormone produces cortisol. And cortisol is going to block the rest of all the other hormones. That's a stress hormone. Cortisol is going to elevate your blood sugar. And your body cannot relax. So think about it. When you're tense, what happens? Your muscles tense up.
Yep.
And then you start building lactic acid because you're flexing those muscles. And when I go to, for example, somebody comes in for shoulder pain, they're like, oh my gosh, I've had this shoulder pain forever. And I'm like, okay, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to sit here and take 10 really deep breaths. Mm. And they kind of look at me like, wait, what are you doing? And so I will have them breathe and close their eyes, and then I'll examine their shoulder, and I'll stretch their shoulder a little bit, and boom, it'll get better. But it, you know, in I think in society in general, we're missing the big picture. We have to take care of ourselves individually first and foremost. We've got to make sure that we're meditating, make sure that we're taking our good supplements. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Reed that comes in here, do you know Dr. Reed?
I love do, yes, her. Sir.
Yeah, yeah. She does acupuncture, and it's kind of like medical voodoo.
Yes!
But she does it, and it's amazing for some of our pain patients.
I always forget that amazing part, too, that she offers that.
Oh,
it's through VIP care.
It's amazing. And I did it one time with her, and I went home and I think I slept for about 15 hours because I was so relaxed after what she did. And she does it for pain. Like she knows all the little intricacies of what to do with this. Massage is huge. And exercise is huge. That's why
absolutely.
That's why today, you know, we need to talk about ease and comfort, because ease and comfort are the biggest obstacles to progress in our lives.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And so think about it. If you are at home and you wake up and you're watching whatever program that you watch and you're sitting there on your couch and you're nice and comfortable, and it's warm in there, or if it's cold, or if it's hot outside, it's cold in there, whatever. There is no progress being made health-wise, mentally, or anything. And I would like to encourage people to get away from ease and comfort. Mm-hmm. Always keep that little edge to ourselves, because when we are in an uncomfortable situation, that's when we're growing.
It's true.
But if I'm sitting on that couch and I've got that bag of chips and whatever, I am not growing.
No.
Don't be stagnant.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so that's what I do with my patients, is I encourage them, get out and walk at least three times a day. Go out and see what the beautiful creations that God's made, number one.
Amen.
And
this is the perfect time of year for it too. I mean, what a great time to take advantage of it. And actually, it's crazy. So one of my absolute favorite movies is The Greatest Showman. And one of my favorite lines and inspirations from P.T. Barnum, of course, from Barnum and Bailey Circus, is when he says to Mr. Bailey, comfort is the enemy of progress.
That's exactly right.
I have it written in every journal. I even have it written in my Bible.
Yeah.
Because when we get stuck in comfort, which happens a lot, even during COVID, I noticed, I'm very transparent. I noticed I drank more. I noticed and it was at the beginning where we were like stuck in our houses and we weren't really going anywhere. It was like, oh, I'll have the extra glass of wine. I'll have another nightcap. I'll just kill this bag of popcorn and this bag of chocolate. Like, it just was insane. And then I watched that movie. I'm not even joking. I don't really do movies. I don't sit still that long. And my children had me watch it. And when he said that, I was like, boom, it was like a light bulb. And I wrote it down and I started training and running and was running like 10 miles every other day. And so it's kind of like whatever your light bulb moment is, whatever it is, to just realize that you're worth so much more too.
And it's never too late to realize that either.
So good.
Like I'm going to tell a quick story here. Maybe I told this before, I don't know. But I have a patient. I think she's about 70 years old. And she was morbidly obese, high blood pressure, pain in every joint, diabetes completely out of control. It was just a walking disaster, literally a walking disaster. And so I made a bet with her. I said, you know what? I bet her a pretty significant bet, which I will never do again, because she won that bet. She won that bet because she finally realized, and we have to realize this within ourselves, that just like you were saying, we're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can do this. And she lost 50, I think she's down like 55 pounds now.
Wow, go girl.
And she's actually out there walking. She's spending time with her family, which, what was she doing before? She was in front of that TV. She was isolating. Mm-hmm. She was not making progress. But she finally had that moment where she was like, wow, I really am worth this.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you are. And she hated me for 9 months out of that. Oh, she hated coming in. She's like, oh, I do not like coming in and seeing you. Rah, 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 rah. But you know what?
Right.
She did it.
She did it.
See, and so, okay, I want to back up, and we have a couple questions, and I want to go ahead and get to those as well. 850-437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have VIP Care here, joined by Community Insurance Partners. John Wagner and Dr. Blanchard are here to answer your questions, whether it's insurance or healthcare related. I want to just go ahead and say, like, where do you think it went all, like, where did it go off the tracks when it came to being sick care versus preventative health care? Like, when can we pinpoint a time so we can go back and find that person?
I don't think you can pinpoint. I think it's actually, you can flip it the other way.
Okay.
So I think it's always been like that. If you don't feel bad, you're not going to go to the doctor. It doesn't, it doesn't come into your mind that, hey, everything's going great. Let me go sit down and talk with my doctor to make sure everything inside is fine. That's just not the way that our minds work, right?
Yeah.
Now, we do that with, at least we're supposed to do it with, you know, your car. You change the oil on a regular basis. You don't know if the oil's black, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's nice and clean, but you go change it out on the recommended basis. You take your air filter out of your home unit. We do those preventative things. But when it comes to our own bodies, that's just not the way we've operated. So I think when I talk about flipping it, over probably the last 8, 10, 12 years or so, you've had a real change in the healthcare dynamic. Where, I mean, and it's not rocket science. If you're an insurance carrier, obviously you've got revenue coming in from premiums and you've got costs going out for claims. Mm-hmm. So how do you make money, right? Because they're for-profit companies that are out there. They've got to make money, right? So you've got to either increase your premium or reduce the amount of claims that are going out. One of the two has to happen. Of course, in a perfect world, you can do both, right?
Sure.
So how do you reduce the amount of claims? Well, you can just not pay them, which isn't going to happen because they'll get sued, right?
Yeah.
Or you could, hey, let's make, why are we having to pay claims? Because people are sick. Well, what can we do to keep them from getting sick? Let's do some things to try to make them healthy. And so that has, again, 8, 10, 12, 15 years ago, people in the insurance industry started seeing the light. Hey, we're doing this wrong, you know? So let's try to keep people healthy. If we can keep them healthy, then they're not going to go to the hospital as much. And the cost of going to see a primary care physician, the cost of preventative medicine, the cost of outpatient procedures on the preventative side, that slight increase in cost far exceeds the savings on emergency room visits and inpatient hospitalizations.
And that's what we focus on at VIP Care, is keeping them out of the hospital. Yep. Because in this way, it's not just this area, it's nationwide. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the first thing people do? I'm going to the ER. Mm-hmm. Oh, my finger hurts. I'm going to the ER. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I didn't sleep well last night. I'm going to the ER. You know, that is the answer. Mm-hmm. And what do? They go to the ER and they do not get the treatment that they need. They get the Band-Aid over the problem.
Yeah, right.
But if they come into our office at VIP Care, we look into it. And I do tons of procedures in my office. I'm really, really fortunate. Mm-hmm. And I keep all kinds of people out of the hospital. But it's very important, like you were saying, to change the mindset of people. Because the ER... What is the ER? It's a feeding ground for the hospital.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a patient the other day. This infuriated me. She was admitted to the hospital for 2 days because of tendonitis in her pinky.
What?
How is that right? How is that right on...
It's not.
On any... That is just wrong. And her chances of getting sick in that hospital went through the roof. Thank goodness she didn't get sick.
Careful, you're going to trigger me.
I'm serious. I'm serious. And this is why I love working for VIP Care, because I can practice medicine. Because medicine is not just writing a prescription. Mm-hmm. Medicine involves everything.
Right. You want to get to the root of the issue, not just go ahead and keep like putting a Band-Aid till everybody is a Band-Aid mummy.
Well, you mentioned earlier about the opportunity to do acupuncture and some of the outside of the box or different ways of thinking about medicine, and some of the Medicare Advantage plans that I know you guys accept over at VIP Care for 2022 do have some coverage for acupuncture. It's not all of them, but there are some who are going into that and adding it as a benefit, which is really good to see that the plans themselves are starting to take into account alternative methods of care. Because you can't put everybody into a box, right? Yeah. There are people who want to address their care and their health differently, and so it's good to see that the plans are starting to open up a little bit and have some coverage for that benefit.
Well, you can you don't even have to, like when you go see Dr. Amy Reed, you can just mention to her, hey, I've got a little pain here or there, and boom, she'll just do the acupuncture right there. Mm-hmm. And that's the cool thing about the Medicare Advantage plans, mm-hmm. is, you know, we're not a fee for service. We just get one flat fee, which means we can do everything.
Everything.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's so good.
And the really good thing about that, we mentioned the Medicare Advantage plans, is that they cover, if you don't know much about Medicare Advantage plans, there's Medicare and then there's Medicare Advantage. And Medicare Advantage plans, by contract with the federal government, are required to cover everything that Medicare covers.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a Medicare-covered benefit, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you still have all that coverage. Think about it like a basket. Okay, so you have this basket of benefits. Medicare Advantage has inside that basket all of the coverage that traditional Medicare provides. The difference is that they throw a bunch of stuff on top of that basket, a bunch of goodies. And we'd love to talk to anybody about it, because there's right now we're in the middle of the annual election period, the annual enrollment period. Now is the time that Medicare beneficiary can look at their plan that they have right now for 2021 and make a change if they're interested for 2022.
But one of the things that I think is very important is that people contact an independent insurance agent. Don't just contact Humana, or don't just contact, you know, WellCare, because all those plans are different and all those plans cover different things. You know, for example, I have some patients with, you know, severe COPD, and they had to switch to, you know, this company because it had better coverage.
Right.
And that's the importance of an independent agent.
To be able to have the ability. That's one of the things that that we pride ourselves on with Community Insurance Partners, that we contract with almost every carrier that's out there. So we get reimbursed the same amount. If it's Plan X, Plan Y, or Plan Z, they all pay us the same amount of money. So we're not really beholden to anyone, and there's no financial incentive for us. And what we do is free of charge. There's no cost for our services to help a beneficiary or their caregivers to review their information and find out what is the plan that best fits their needs for the next calendar year. And then we stay with them all throughout the course of the year. We're local. We have local customer service. It's not offshore.
How do they get a hold of you?
So that's a great piece. I'm glad you brought that up. So if you're out there and you take care of someone who's on Medicare or you're on Medicare, give us a call at 850-493-6087. That's Community Insurance Partners. And now's the time to do it. We've got until December the 7th for everyone to make their changes for 2022. We'd love to talk to you about it.
That's right. And if you want a really fun doctor who tells really bad dad jokes, come see Dr. Blanchard.
Are you accepting new patients?
I am accepting new patients.
That's the number one question right now coming through our text line. Are you accepting new patients? And of course, just like John mentioned, please take advantage. Call that number. We're going to give it again. But find out if you actually are eligible. We have somebody texting in, and they say that they have Medicare and TRICARE.
Yes, if you have Medicare and TRICARE, you can still look at a Medicare Advantage option.
Okay, excellent.
There are options out there. Give us a call, 850-493-6087. We would love to sit down and talk to you about how Medicare and TRICARE work together and how you can get the maximum benefit out of both of those different products.
When they call you, do they need anything readily available for information to make the process a lot smoother?
No, we can have some initial conversations. What medications are you taking? What physicians do you use? So if you don't have a physician, the doctors over at VIP Care, as to my understanding, Dr. Blanchard, are all accepting new patients right now.
Yes, we are. Yes.
So that's a great thing. There's three clinics now and a fourth on the way here in Pensacola.
Yes.
So we're building and growing there. But if you give us a call, we can talk about what doctors do you like. Are you based more around Sacred Health System, Sacred Heart? Are you based more around Baptist? Are you based more around West Florida? If you're over in Escambia County, is it Jay? What is your medical community that you're kind of connected to? And then we can identify which plans are going to best fit your needs based on those medications, those provider networks, and the things that you need for the next calendar year.
But come see us at VIP Care because
absolutely.
It is a completely different model than what people are going to be used to. We actually take care of you. And I think any patient out there would be pretty happy.
Have you thought or considered about maybe starting like a task force or some kind of council to help shift the trajectory of healthcare in our country?
Well, that's exactly what we're doing at VIP Care. My mind is just like just exploded with all kinds of stuff right now. But
we have two and a half minutes,
and you gave me the question. Oh my goodness! Yes, okay. It starts with our CEO of our company. It's a completely different thought process, and it is about taking care of the patients, giving patients what they need to live a healthy, productive, and happy life.
Absolutely.
Because you have to have all of that. And that question just got me going. So here at VIP Care, we are going to change the face of medicine here in Pensacola. And you can look at our Google reviews for any of our clinics. And our reviews are 5-star. At least at my clinic, we've got 5 stars. Well, I think all of them we've got 5 stars. And, you know, it's because we care about what we do. Yeah, okay, one last thing. To work at VIP Care, it is a vetting process. Like, they're looking for people who care about people. And I feel so fortunate to be there. I'm very, very lucky.
And we're very blessed to have the partnership and the relationship. It's been a long time. We've been working with VIP Care. I've got great relationship with our corporate leadership and the local leadership here, the physicians. We've been able to help a lot of people, been blessed to be able to do that. But there are so many people, if you're out there and you're listening, I guarantee you either have an opportunity, to use VIP care, you're on Medicare, or you know somebody. Everybody out there knows someone on Medicare. You need to get in touch with them, have them call VIP care or Community Insurance Partners, because this is the time now, between now and December 7th, to make a decision. We're out there. We want to help you, and we can't help.
And also disability. Don't cancel yourself out yet, too. Call, make sure that you check out to see if you are eligible. Man, what a good show. That was so much
fun.
Wait,
real quickly. Yes. Dad joke.
Okay, go. I love it.
Why did the math book need to see the psychiatrist?
Why did the math book need to see the psychiatrist?
Okay. It was full of problems.
That was too good. Dr. Blanchard, thank you so much. John Wagner, always
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us.
We'll see y'all next Monday. Hey, stay tuned. We'll get a local news update after Fox News.